you need to understand, and as I came to understand, we are here to improve as men. We are here to get a leg up on the competition, and we can't do that if we're lying to ourselves. We can't do that if we're living in 2016. We can't do that if we're so busy making ourselves feel good synthetically that we don't achieve and we don't actually do things that are worth celebrating. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know, today's going to be a bit of a controversial conversation, and I'm going to let you know that right out the gate. A lot of you are probably going to disagree with me. A lot of y'all are probably going to say I'm selling out, that I'm going against the talking points, and you know what? You're right, because I don't subscribe to anybody's talking points. I don't get a mimeograph sheet from anybody, okay? This entire show is built off of avoiding being exploited and exposing the raw truths of the world. If you listen to any of the shows I do about the news, you know I don't hold back. And so why would I start holding back when we're talking about our normal everyday programming of relationships, the struggles of men? Why would I do anything different? So when we get into the conversation of hypergamy, I know a lot of us, especially us younger guys, we were told that hypergamy is bad, that women are bad. This is all false. The reason I say it's false is because the reason you are listening most likely to this show right now is because a woman used hypergamy against you. She said you weren't enough. She said you don't qualify for me. I'm going with Chad. You don't qualify for me. I'm going to Tyrone. That's what she likely said. Now, at first, you were upset and mad. I was too when I heard it first happened to me. But guess what? Let me tell you something. Just like the myth of Pandora's box, after she opened the box, all of the bad sins and all the bad actions came out. You know, all the tragedies and horrible things in the world came out. But the one thing at the bottom was hope. There was good amongst the bad. So when I tell you that hypergamy actually benefits you as a man, the reason I'm saying that is not for cope. I'm saying it because it's necessary. It is part of Darwinian evolution. It is part of natural selection. It is part of all. Now, while I'm not necessarily, I don't believe that I have some missing link ancestor, what I do tell you is if it weren't for hypergamy, a lot of us wouldn't have the desire to achieve the things we've done in our lives. We wouldn't have the desire to ascend the corporate ladder. We wouldn't have the ambition to start our own business. We would be no different than monkeys. But because hypergamy exists, we say, hey, I don't want to be the guy who's thrown off of the fifth rail. I want to be the guy who lives the penthouse suite. I want to be the guy that owns the farm, not the guy who works the farm. I want to be the guy who owns the factory, doesn't work in the factory. You get the picture? Good. I hope you do. Just like the peasants back in the day where your ancestors came from, wherever that is, Africa, Asia, Europe, whether it's from North America and you lived here, your ancestors been here for thousands, if not millions of years, whether it was kings, chieftains, warlords, those men got to the top. Why? Partly because they wanted access to women. Let's not lie and say that women do not validate us as men. Oh, yes, they do. That's why you're here, right? You want the fine-ass chicks? You want the freedom? You want peace? You want those women, right? You want the attractive women? Even though a lot of them are skeezers and sluts, we still want women that look like that. Let's not delude ourselves. Now, I'm not saying you make your entire self-worth dependent on their view of you. That is not how you can survive as a man. But when you see a guy, whether he's on the internet or the country club or you know him in real life, when you see him, he's got the nice car, he's got the nice girlfriend or wife, he's got all these nice things, that tells you you know what kind of man you're dealing with. Tell me I'm lying, please. Now, I wanted to get that out of the way because we're going to dive into hypergamy and I'm going to explore it with you, and we're going to we're going to dismiss the talking point of kind of almost a circle jerk of, oh, don't worry, guys, women don't validate you. Oh, they most certainly do to some extent. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. If women didn't matter that much and you didn't care what they thought about you, you probably wouldn't be here, would you? You'd be watching a gaming video. You'd be watching the History Channel. You'd be watching the Kardashians TV show. I don't know what the hell you'd be doing. But understand, because you care about it and because I cared about it, that's what led us into the space. Now, I understand that a lot of you probably clicked off the video already because you don't like this. Well, I'm here to tell you something right now. I'm not here to be your friend. I would like to be friends with you. I like the core audience of the show. I relate to you guys. I think you're great. But we need to understand something. We're not here to give each other high fives and a back scratch. We're here to improve as men. At least you should be. I don't know why else you'd be here. You need to understand, and as I came to understand, we are here to improve as men. We are here to get a leg up on the competition, and we can't do that if we're lying to ourselves. We can't do that if we're living in 2016. We can't do that if we're so busy making ourselves feel good synthetically that we don't achieve and we don't actually do things that are worth celebrating. Now we've gotten out of the way, and I've spent the last 6 minutes talking about what I was waiting to save towards the end. We're going to hop into the videos I had for y'all today, and we're going to break down hypergamy using various women's videos. I'm going to dissect it, and I'm going to show you what I came to understand. I'm not telling you this to talk down to you. Some of you might need to be talked down to because you're still in the rage phase, and I don't blame you. We've all been there. However, we need to be better than that. We need to ascend past this. This is usually done by guys who are in their 40s or mid-30s. They figure this out. I want you to figure this out now, like I did. I'm still in my 20s. I'm entering my mid-20s. I want to figure this out now so I can get even farther ahead. What do you want to do? Do you want to sit there and still be living in 2016? I don't. But let's move forward. And we're going to move right forward into this video right here with this woman. What she got to say? Let's listen to her.
Do not go on that coffee date. Do not go on that boba date. Do not go meet that man for drinks. This man saw you, and his first initial thought wasn't, wow, I'd really love to get to know her over some dinner and a nice ambiance. He looked at you and said, Dunkin', Starbucks? The amount of messages that I get from men that ask me if I like coffee. No, bitch, I don't like coffee. I actually hate it.
Gentlemen, okay, let's get one thing straight. We've all met women like this. We've all seen women like this, okay? Whether it's on the internet, at the club, at the bar, in person, at a family function, if we're related to these people, God forbid, we know these types of individuals. Now, see, this is hypergamy actually working against women in our favor. You might say, Austin, how could that be true? You might be attracted to this type of woman. And I don't blame you. However, let's break this down, okay? So she's saying no coffee, no boba, no Dunkin' Donuts, nothing that's low-budget dating. Gentlemen, I've talked about broke dating before, both in Biblical Bachelor in my book and on this show. Broke dating is stupid because all it does is it makes you, it's like you going to buy expensive things like a car or a house and you put nothing down. That's like those dumb morons who went out there and bought a house with no money down, and then during 2008 and even now they lost everything. They owe the bank money. That's the same thing with dating. You want to pay next to nothing down to get as much back as possible, and you're hustling backwards because in your attempt to not pay now, you're going to pay later. Women are not free. Nothing in life is free. So this is women using hypergamy against themselves. You might think because you're young like me that they're winning, but they are not. Because once they hit 35 to 40, the tables turn. You as a man, if you've been working hard, you've been storing away money, you've been investing, you've been going to the gym, you now are in the driver's seat. You're now hitting your stride. She is not. She hit her stride when she was 16. She started her arc when she was 16 years old, and now it's starting to, now she's on the descend, and you are on the ascend, okay? So when we talk about hypergamy benefiting you, this is because if you allow hypergamy to be used against you as a man, and you then say, okay, I'm a dusty, I'm broke, I've not achieved, and I'm not reached the echelon that they want me to reach, okay, guess what? I'm now going to do that. Whether it's out of spite, whether it's out of self-confidence and self-driven, doesn't matter. You've chosen, I'm going to level up. You spend 5 years, 10 years, 15 years leveling yourself up. Let's go back. This woman looks like what? Maybe 25? 15 years from now, let's say you're both 25. She's talking to you like this at 25. At 40, you've been working hard. You've been grinding. She's been talking like this for the last 15 years, going in between Pookie and Giga Chad. Guess what? Now she does not qualify for you. Unless you want her. You can now pay her $500 for a quick wham bam thank you ma'am. As long as it's legal. I'm not telling you to do anything illegal. I'm saying you can. And now she doesn't qualify for you. Versus back in the day, you didn't qualify for her. You stayed up at night texting her to make sure that she stayed interested in you. You spent your young years trying to cheat the system by using a mouthpiece, by brushing up on your game, by trying to be a nice guy, by trying to do all these stupid shenanigans to get around hypergamy. You wanted to take the shortcut. I wanted to take the shortcut when I was younger. Oh yeah. I'm not talking down to you like I haven't made these mistakes. I have. Why do you think we're talking like this? If I had all the answers, if I had done everything right, do you think I'd be here? No, I'd be sipping a martini at a 5-star hotel with three broads on me. I mean, let's be real for a second, okay? And before any of you tell me, oh, well, Austin, I thought you were a Christian. I'm a spiritual guy, and I'm also a realist. Name me one patriarch in ancient Israel or in the Bible who limited himself to one woman. I'll wait. Okay, thank you very much. You made my point for me. And even if they so-called only had one wife, you really expect me to believe that that's all they did? Please. You can miss me with that garbage. But, my friends, look. Speaking of harsh truth, this woman right here says she's going to say something controversial, and you know I'm here for it. So, today's been full of controversy. Let's see what she has to say.
I'm going to go ahead and say it, and this is going to be considered controversial, but your time is a lot more valuable than a man's time. And the reason I say that is because I'm just borrowing their own logic. They're going to tell you that you're not valuable after 35, okay? They're going to tell you that you only have a certain number of years where you're in your prime. Okay, being that your time then is limited and it's scarce, that means that your time is going to be more valuable than theirs because they have no limitation. And you're spending your youth, your prime, trying to be what? Independent? Trying to be the girl that splits bills? When they're going to turn around and tell you you're not valuable after a certain age? Are you fucking stupid? Like, what logic are you operating off of? Oh, his time is just as valuable as mine. No, it's not, because he could continue dating up until the age of 60 and no one's going to tell him that he's not worth shit so long as he has money. If he has money, there are no limitations ever placed on him. But for you, there is. You could be the baddest, richest 40-year-old. You know what they're going to say to you? Well, she's 40. They're going to throw your age in your face. So throw their brokenness in theirs.
Gentlemen, what say you about this clip? I'm curious. What say you? Because I think she actually had some valuable points there. Now, she's angry. She's mad. That much is obvious. But I don't think she's necessarily wrong. Because, gentlemen, we need to understand this is below the surface. You gotta, if you still believe that women are sugar spice and everything nice and they're not, you know, human like us as men, then you gotta break that myth now. We gotta dispel that immediately. Because, look, whether it's you're a woman, man, alien, neither, I don't give a dang, to be honest with you. We all have desires, we all have dreams, goals, we have things we want in this life, okay? So when we get into this conversation with hypergamy, women will use this against you. They actively do. So why in the world would you spend your valuable time wasting it on trying how to cheat the game instead of just playing it? Why would you spend all this time trying to learn game and macking and pimping and all this stuff when you could actually become the man that she's jealous of in this video? She's jealous that she can't be that 60-year-old with all these options that she's talking about. She's jealous she can't be that person. Now, make no mistake, women who are 40 and above can still get Johnson, pause, from any guy pretty much that they want. Because dudes will hit pretty much anything that walks with two sets of lips. That being said, she will not get the commitment, most likely and statistically, that she wants from the caliber of man that she wants. That is why younger women date older men. Because the older men have used hypergamy of the women of their generation, who are now 40, 50, 60, to level themselves up. They know their worth, in the words of the women. They know their worth. They are going to where the women are in their prime, because as a man, he is in his prime. That is how you use hypergamy to your advantage. Not trying to run game, not being a pookie, and screwing up the marketplace of your entire neighborhood, of your for everybody. Because, okay, I know a lot of us, we want to talk about Pookie and Ray Ray. Pookie and Ray Ray, yeah, they win when we're young. No disputing that fact. However, you notice, after college especially, arguably after high school, Pookie starts losing. Why? Bills got to get paid. Pookie doesn't step up to the plate. Now, will he get the divorced woman? Will he have sex with the woman who's down bad because he got a good pipe game? Because that's the end-all, be-all of his existence? Yes, he will. But why would you live that life? You ever notice that Pookies don't deal with women that are really attractive? They deal with, like, curvy chicks and fat women and plumpers. You wonder why that is? Because that's all he can get. He can't afford to be choosy. Versus you look at the guys at the upper echelon of society, they have women who are in shape, usually. You wonder why that is? Because the women know, as the men know, that they are at the top of the food chain, and a woman knows she is replaceable by almost any other woman who wants that same man that she now has. You ever wonder why a lot of, you go by a yoga studio, you go by an Orange Theory, you go by a Pilates studio, and almost all of them are like middle-aged to older white women? You know why that is? Because they know that if their husbands are not attracted to them, they could go to the local university, they could go on OnlyFools, they could go on the, seeking arrangements, they can go on these places and replace them. They know this. Now, is it going to be inexpensive? No. But can they still do it? You better believe it. Oh, yes. Gentlemen, this is how you use hypergamy to your advantage. Because just like we as men can become over imbued with testosterone and we can chase women instead of chasing our goals and being creative, being innovative, there is a saying that says necessity is the mother of invention. And a necessity for every man is to get pussy. Okay? To get laid, to have somebody to give him intimacy. So when that is a necessity, the innovation follows that every man's going to do his darndest to find a way to fill that necessity by using his own internal innovation. That is how it works. Now, moving forward, we're going to talk about women knocking hypergamous women. Now, in the same way that we as men knock men who are either, some men knock tricks, I don't. Some men knock simps, some men knock the cucks, which is totally acceptable. Women will knock pick-me's, they will knock over hypergamous women because they make women, they undercut the market, and they make the market, they make other women look bad. You ever notice that women are very quick to say not all women, but if you say not all men, you get the sideways glance of hatred and disdain? Mm-hmm. Let's let her talk.
Tell me, I'm just the messenger. One reason a lot of women speak out and shame women who say they only date men who provide financially is because they have never lived in and cannot imagine a world where their femininity is actually respected, loved, and cherished. Many women on this app will tell you it is so dangerous to rely on a man financially and financial abuse, yet this is only around men who provide. They will never have a discussion around how 50-50 can lead to financial abuse and how 50-50 is still relying on a man financially. Rely on him to pay half the mortgage, you're still relying on him financially. Completely unserious. There are no discussions about life insurance, legal protections, prenup. Ignore all the real cases of financial abuse that say that financial abusers and abusers come in all shapes and sizes. Financial abuse can and does happen at any income level. Ignore all the real cases of women in real life and coming on this app saying they were stuck in a financially abusive 50-50 relationship. They were stuck with living with an abusive man because they were living paycheck to paycheck.
I'm going to pause it right there. Gentlemen, if you are in a 50-50 relationship, you've lost. You are losing. Because now, you are in a very tough situation, especially if you're married. You are now subservient to that woman, because if you can't afford to get rid of her tomorrow, if you can't pick up her half of the rent, you can't pick up her half of the utilities, you can't pick up her half of the grocery bill, you're in trouble. You are now not the dominant in the relationship, which is what women want. Okay? Second, gentlemen, the older that women get, the more, just like you might watch me, you might watch Coach Greg Adams, you might watch Rich Cooper or any of these other guys on the side of the internet. Women like this woman right here, they listen to women who are feminists like Jada Pinkett Smith. They watch women like Ice Spice, the Sprinkle Sprinkle chick. They watch these types of women because they want to maximize hypergamy, just like you want to maximize your testosterone and maximize your ability to win as a man. They want to win as women. Now, when we get into this conversation of, oh, who abused who and blah, 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 we look at this, we on this show have looked at the CDC data about IPV, interpersonal violence, and it is shown, according to the CDC now, this is not some right-wing crazy conspiracy, the CDC itself states that it is the lesbians who have the highest rate of IPV and gay men who have the least, with the heterosexuals being in the middle. Now, when we get into this idea of financial shenanigans, gentlemen, despite the fact that married men statistically make more money, that does not mean that they retain that wealth, okay? Now, when you are not the dominant person in the relationship, you get women like this who lecture you about how you're not enough or they want more from you. You can't please women. This is why I tell you, despite hypergamy being real, I don't recommend marriage. I don't recommend long-term relationships. Why? Because they don't benefit you as a man. And the longer you are in one, the less leverage you have. The less ability you have to tell her to kick rocks if she steps out of line. If you step out of line, she'll call you out. But a lot of men are scared to call out women when they are wrong because they want to still get intimacy from them, number one. And number two, because they're conditioned to not do that. Now, let's let her continue, but just realize women talk like this as they get older because they're trying to cash in their chips. They're trying to guilt you into giving them your best years when they would not give you their a second of their time in their prime. Keep that in mind as we continue.
splitting the bills with it.
They ignore the millions of times hypergamous women have said, provider doesn't mean millionaire, provider doesn't mean I don't have my own job with my own money, with my own banking. They will call women like Nara Smith tradwife propaganda, even though she's open about working and open about what her husband does around the house, simply because she's respected, loved, and cherished for her feminine quality. Because they've so internalized patriarchal standards of value that you're only valuable for what you bring to the table. And if you want to be seen as equal, you need to bring equal to the table, not your equal, because you are a human being on this earth.
That has never been a... Anybody who uses the we're both human argument has nothing else to bring but their so-called humanity. Gentlemen, if you are a man who is ambitious, who has goals and aspirations in this life, do not, and I repeat, do not ever associate with people like this, because all they're going to do is tell you that you are to provide for them, and here's what they're not going to do, and here's what you're going to do for them, and I'm sick of it, and I don't tolerate that stuff, and neither should you, because that is hypergamy being used against you in a way that is not going to benefit you, and that's going to put you in a subservient position. Do not ever find yourself in that position, because then I understand why you're mad at hypergamy, because it's being used against you and you're not capitalizing off of what you could be. Let's continue.
I hate the women who genuinely value their own femininity, who don't need to prove anything to the men in their life, and even more, the women with men in their life who actually love, cherish, and see the value in their femininity.
Now, in other words, now she's talking about the simps and the gumps. She's saying that unless you're a simp or a gump, you're not valuable. Gentlemen, that's women trying to rig the game. We talked about men trying to rig the game with the mouthpiece and being in their pookiness. Women try to do the same thing with telling men that being a simp and a gump will get them to win. You might win, quote unquote, in the short term or in the medium term. You will not win in the long term, because she will cuck you out. She will not respect you as time goes on. She talks about her getting you respecting her. There's a big problem with them respecting you as a man. And they don't have to respect you. Respect is earned across the table. And that is why I tell you hypergamy benefits men who are willing to walk away from the whole thing and are actually willing to build themselves up, not just knock everybody else down to their level. And that's usually what Pookie does. Pookie will tell a woman that she's attractive when she's overweight, when she's not, because he wants her to not outgrow him. This is why it's dangerous being a Pookie past high school. High school, you can get away with these shenanigans. The pool is small, and you're a perceived big fish in a really small pond. As the pond expands, you are shown for what you are, which is nothing and nobody. Now, will you still be like a hyena and get some scraps here and there? Yeah, you will. But who in the hell would live their life being okay with scraps unless you're a loser? That's why I don't idolize Pookie. Does Pookie get bitches sometimes? Yeah, he does. Does he get the bitches you actually want? No. Unless you are absolute at the bottom of the food chain. Gentlemen, this is why we actually want hypergamy, and we should use it to our advantage, because we don't want to be on the bottom of the food chain. We want to be at the top of the food chain. We want to be the guy at the top of the food chain, but it takes work to get there. Sacrifice. Willingness to go without. Willingness to say, hey, I'm not enough. Maybe she was right about me. I'm not good enough. I'm going to fix that. I'm going to do something about that. And that, my friends, is why hypergamy, amongst many other, is incredibly important. And that is why, to a sense, women do validate us as men. And I understand that it might trigger you. I understand you might be tempted to call me a sellout, whatever. I don't care what you call me. What I care about is whether you can actually prove me wrong. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to make you feel like you have something to live for, and that you can make yourself better, and you can become the man that you want and pretend to be. That is what matters to me. Because people who stroke your ego are exploiting you. They're inherently rigging the game, try to make you be less than so they seem better. Do not fall for that. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I encourage you not to listen to guys who have... There are some guys with faceless channels that are actually give decent advice, but a lot of them on the side of the internet, all they do is recycle old talking points that do not work and that will not benefit you in the long term outside of feeling good for 5 minutes watching their video. Do not fall for that. Because you might as well go watch some woman shaking her behind on TikTok instead. That's the level of how helpful it's going to be to you. My friends, I encourage you to think for yourself about what I said today. Do you think I'm right? You think I'm wrong? I don't care if you think I'm right or wrong. That's for you to decide. Now, if you want to call me a liar, that's a different conversation. Like I said, I'm not here to make you feel good. If I can, that's great. But if I'd rather you feel convicted so you can better your life than to feel good and walk away and say that my video made you feel good. My friends, I encourage you to really break this down because this could change your life. If you decide to put aside all the self-loathing that I have myself had to get through that. Take care of yourselves. Think this through. And who knows, maybe with time, you could become that man in 10, 15, 20 years from now. That then you could get a caliber of woman that you never thought possible that could validate all that hard work that you've done. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.